You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Gary Caywell. Gary, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Bobby.
We said when we recorded the podcast, I was speaking to Craig Forsyth. Of course, it's been a very difficult time for racing with the equine flu outbreak, but pleased to say that, you know, racing is back here in the UK.
Yeah, it was a pretty frustrating sort of 5 or 6 days, wasn't it, where obviously we didn't have any racing here in the UK. We still had racing in Ireland, but it was good to have racing back yesterday, as we record this now, on Thursday. So, and obviously, you know, I think the VHA they've copped a little bit of unfair stick for how they've handled this. I think they've done what they had to do very, very well, and I think... we should be, you know, I think we should all be pulling together rather than criticising, because you're never going to please everybody. But I think the way that they've handled the situation was good.
On Tuesday, also, not only did we have the announcement on Tuesday night, but in Tuesday afternoon, it was the Grand National Weights Lunch.
It was? Were you there?
I wasn't. I was supposed to be there, but I couldn't make it this year, but I did get my invite.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
First one I've missed in 5 years, I believe, as well. So, but just in regards to the weights which got unveiled there, for yourself, did any stand out for you? Of course, Pistol de May, he's going to be top weight, isn't he?
He is, if he runs. Obviously, he's got the option of the Gold Cup before that. Obviously, I think the track would suit him better at Aintree, because it's a flatter track, and flatter tracks tend to be where he produces his best form. Certainly the likes of Haydock, where he's obviously won a couple of times, I think 3 or 4 times, in fact. So, but I think that Nigel Twiston Davis was sort of fairly keen on sending him to the National. Obviously, whether he goes there straight there fresh, or he's gone there on the back of a run of the Gold Cup, obviously, I'm still not convinced Cheltenham's his course, and obviously... he proved at Haydock in November that, you know, the quicker ground wouldn't be an issue for him. So
he could do a Many Clouds then?
Potentially. I think he's a bit classier, slightly, actually, okay, than Many Clouds. I know Many Clouds was a Hennessy winner, but and he did win a graded race. But I think Bristol, you know, I think Bristol and Myers just a little bit slightly classier. So, and, you know, we'll have top weight, but to me, he'll look sort of fairly kind of treated, I think. I thought there was quite a few Irish horses that... One ex-Irish horse in particular that caught the eye, but there's plenty of Gordon Elliott horses that are lurking, and, well, as we heard from the trainer himself, he's, I can't remember how many exactly he's got entered, but...
A lot.
And he's planning on running sort of 10 or as many as he can, basically, isn't he? So it'll be interesting to see what of those runs. I think General Principle is interesting of the Gordon Elliott horses, who's obviously got the Irish national form, so we know that he stays very well, and I think he's been targeted with this race in mind for quite some time. But the horse that did catch my eye was Abolitionist for Dr. Richard Newland, who's obviously won the race before with Pino the Red. Very similar sort of horse, actually, to Abolitionist, who himself has got some Irish national form to his name if you go back a couple of years. He hasn't been with this yard very long. He's 11-year-old. He's got a nice weight. It's difficult, obviously, to work out if all these horses are going to run at this stage, but I think he's looks fairly well treated, and obviously, of course, I can't remember if he's got the entry or if he's going to run or not. I think they're probably going to declare today, but he was certainly entered in the Ascot Chase, which obviously the weights are out now, so it doesn't even really matter. If you were to really sort of have a really good, you know, really perform in that race, it wouldn't really matter. But it'd be interesting to see how he gets on anyway, at least with waiting patiently, and Surname et al. Also in that race, and he would go to the National presumably on the back of that, they might run him in the attempts, who knows. But I actually backed him, he was 33-1 when the weights came out. I'm happy with that price. So at this stage, he's the one that I've fallen down on.
And if we can just have a quick recap to what we saw on Thursday afternoon at Kelso, and in particular the Malcolm Jefferson Memorial Chase between Definitely Red and, mm-hmm. and Captain Redbeard. People were suggesting, the market was suggesting, that it was going to be, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say a walkover, but, you know, a relatively straightforward task for Definitely Red, but it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. I'm not really entirely sure what to make of it. Maybe something might come to light, that something was ailing him or whatever, but truth be told, it was just a pretty disappointing effort to be beaten by Captain Redbeard, who was rated a good bit inferior than him. Okay, you had to give him weight, but I don't know. Something not quite right about that performance. Something may well come out in the wash, but disappointed to see him get turned over. I think it was 1-6, so disappointing to see him beaten.
Yeah, no, it certainly was indeed. So let's look ahead then to the action on Friday afternoon. The main meeting is Sandown, and of course they've got the Kingmaker novices should have been run at Warwick over the weekend, but it's been transferred to Sandown. What do you make to this year's renewal, which will be run at Sandown on Friday afternoon?
Good renewal. Obviously a small field, but a select field. Deloro obviously pulled up here last time out in the Silly Isles Chase. I'm not sure he's quite up to this grade. Deladia de Soy, fascinating runner, and went in Exeter on debut for this yard, beating Kalahari Queen quite comfortably. But again, she needs to step up on what we've seen thus far, albeit she shouldn't be underestimated for Harry Fry. Been taken with how Glenn Force has gone through his last two races at Chepstow and Kempton, respectively. Both of those in handicaps, though, it has to be said, albeit Glenn Rocco, who he did beat last time out, has franked the form since, and that was in a good time. But all eyes really here on Kalashnikov, obviously runner-up in the Supreme Novices Hurdle last year. Made a very comfortable chasing debut at Warwick on his seasonal return. Backed that up in even better style at Plumpton. Turned over by Dynamite Dollars in the Wayward Lad Chase over the Christmas period, but this track, this more staying track, is much more going to be to this horse's liking, and he's well to the fore in the Arkle market, isn't he? And he deserves to be, and I think if he jumps round okay, he'll be winning on Friday quite comfortably.
What's your two selections for us then, ahead of Friday's racing?
Well, I can't really put Kalashnikov off at that type of price, can I? So we'll go to the Mayor's Novice Hurdle at 225, and one of the selections here goes in this race. She's got to give a penalty away, but the selection in question is Queen of Hearts, who was a decent bumper horse, won the listed bumper here on the Saturday before the Cheltenham Festival last year, was second on a hurdling debut at Chepstow back in November before winning a decent contest at Haydock, a listed race last time out, comfortably in the end by a length and a half. Probably a lot more better value than the winning margin suggests. Dance Idol, interesting runner in this race for Paul Nichols, obviously finished second behind Queen of Hearts on that occasion, but does get a pull in the weights here, but I don't think that's going to be enough to reverse that form. She's got to give way to her, as I say, but there's a lot more to come from her. She's only had the five career starts. Queen of Hearts is one of the picks in the 225. And then we go to the 405. We've got a staying handicap chase to look forward to, and one of the bigger fields of the day as well, with 12 runners to face the starter, though. The horse I like in this race is the Drinky Meister. Now, this horse has only had the one start so far this season, finished second behind Ascot Dubreuil at Newcastle just after the turn of the year. Will have benefited for that outing, I'm sure. Prior to that, had won at Market Raisin back in April. I think there's still a bit of mileage in this horse's mark for the Kim Bailey team. Been largely consistent, as I say, on the whole. Of those that might well put up a bit of resistance, Strong Pursuit, who was a winner at Newbury last season, hasn't been seen since November 17 when winning at the at that particular meeting. Obviously not entirely sure where he's been, but he's making his handicap debut over fences. And obviously Darius Desbois, who was second here at Sandown last time out, doing all its best work in the closing stages. That was over 2.5 miles, goes up to 3 miles here. I think that will definitely suit. He's a lovely looking horse, but I still think there could be a bit more mileage in the Drinking Meister's handicap mark, so he will be my pick in that 405.
Great stuff, Gary, as always. Thank you very much for your time, for joining us here on the Daily Racing Podcast. So do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio. It's live on Friday afternoon. A top day's racing to enjoy, so make sure you do tune in.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.